Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Common Good Block, led by the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McLean, here with the Next time. You got it next time. But I'm here with the... I get to introduce you now. I'm here with the Andreas Senior and Andreas Junior, the more handsome of the two Andreases. And then we have an excellent show in store for you today. The first half of the show, we're going to have Mr. Sean Campbell with Campbell Marketing Group. And then for the second half of the show, second half of the show, we will have Jessica Cox and Steve Ochoa. Jessica Cox is actually the grand marshal of the rodeo parade.
Yeah.
And Steve Ochoa is the executive director of the organization GIFT.
Yes.
Which we're becoming more and more familiar with as the days go on.
Yes.
But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give thanks to a very loving God that continues to bless us. I mean, we have 3.5 talk radio show hosts in this room, which, I mean, we are blessed to have the coolest job on the planet, as far as I know, other than maybe being a professional athlete or like a singer or something like that. And none of that would be possible if it wasn't for a very loving God. And I'm thinking with the Lord's Prayer goes a little something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
So, speaking of awesome guests, one of my best buddies in the whole wide world, arguably one of the best marketing minds in the city of Tucson. If you haven't considered deep diving into a strategy and creating some long and short term plans on how to get your marketing together, how to get your advertising together, different ideas you haven't even thought of, this is the man you want to talk. I mean, from my own personal experience, I definitely must say, since we started doing a radio show together and since he's started helping me promote and kind of connect more people with this radio show that's just recently syndicated and has been going on for almost 3 years, he showed me a world that I didn't even exist, and was able to do things, one, that I hadn't even thought of, and make possible so many things that I had already thought of that I didn't know how to make possible. So if that's not a good enough hype up, I have on the show today Mr. Sean Campbell with Campbell Marketing Group.
That was a phenomenal hype up. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate
You're
that.
Welcome. And you deserve it.
Yeah.
You deserve it, really. If you know me, you know that I may say a lot of really nice things about people, but I don't BS them.
No,
I just I tell it how I see it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm going to use that as my own commercial.
You may have it. It is all yours, but I'm going to charge you. but definitely to go along with the new theme, and will be a reoccurring theme on the Common Good Radio Show, the show that likes to highlight the good in the community. Sean, I guess first tell us, you know, what is Campbell Marketing Group and what you guys do, and what particularly is the good that you are doing in the community?
Yeah, well, Campbell Marketing Group, CMG, specializes in social media marketing. You know, we with our clients, we try to educate and execute a plan, a strategy to provide value and information to their audience and really stress the importance of brand awareness. You know, I just saw something the other day. I was founder.com on their Instagram, where a marketing expert says that today, because of all the static and I should say all the noise out there, that it takes about 20 to 25 impressions before somebody realizes who you are and what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's something that I try to preach to my clients. You know, it's like, okay, yes, it is going to be a little bit about the ROI, but people are not going to buy your services or products if they have never heard you. And if you haven't established, you know, trust, you know, across the many social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part A of answering your question. The second part, I mean, I think what I try to do that's good, and the three of you have a big part of this, is really the show that we do, John. I mean, I'm trying to provide small businesses, entrepreneurs alike, you know, some tremendous value and information to inspire them to help them grow their business. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we've all been very transparent, you know, and how we've gone through our own journeys. Andres, mm-hmm. you're very transparent on your mission and your mm-hmm. goals and, you know, the things that you...
And maybe a little too transparent.
And John, and myself, I mean, my story is, you know, 7.5 years ago, I literally got so mad at my boss. I, you know, wrote an email that I dated 6 months from that day and burned every bridge. And I just started, you know, my marketing business then. And, mm-hmm. you know, to go from really maybe a few hundred dollars and a laptop to what I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are more people out there that are much more brilliant, much more creative. And just, you know, maybe they need that little bit that we provide them on the show, the Marketing Corner. Mm. Or if they hear something. I mean, every episode has been alike, but it's very different so far. You know, last week with Wyatt, all this information about how AI and, you know, Google and your websites and all this SEO. And this one, the most recent with Christina, was very inspiring. You know, we talked about our superhero as entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. So I think if, you know, I can give somebody that little bit of inspiration and, well, that schmuck did it and now he has his own show, I know I'm way, way smarter than him, right? So, but we're also very real too. Mm. It takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, it does take a lot of work. And I think to inspire people to not be afraid to put in that work and not worry about what other people care about. If you're going after your dream and your passion, then do it. You know, find people that support you. I'm so lucky right now to be with the two of you because you support me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I think about the two of you every day. It's like, what would John do? What would Andres do? And I mean, there's a handful of other, maybe one or two other people that, you know, how would they handle this? And, you know, I don't think I can do what I do today without the two of you.
Mm.
But I want people to understand that too. It's like my friends 7 years ago, I still respect them and I still adore them and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But it's a way different circle than it is today. Way different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That kind of reminds me of what we were talking about earlier today, just the people that are around you that... Mm. Are you hanging out with people that inspire you, that are at another level that you would like to be at as well?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if we're around people who, you know, yeah, you love them, but
yeah,
they're just still kind of doing the same thing. And
yeah, and you know, we all have our own journeys, our own path. And I'm not saying that they're wrong, but when I kind of came out and said, this is what I wanted to do, it's like all of a sudden they didn't respond to my texts as much or they didn't call me as much and we didn't hang out as much. And, you know, that's fine. You know, now I get to hang out with you guys. So it's not a bad trade-off. I'm just that's one of the realities about going after your own small business.
Love it.
And for our listening audience that want to connect with you, unfortunately, we're only going to have you for this one segment because our second segment guests did show up. Mm-hmm. How can they connect with you?
Just text me, 520-339-0259. If you want to talk anything marketing, social media, or just, you know, some ideas that you have, let's set up a time and set up a phone call.
Nice.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us, brother.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And thank you for letting me join you every week on the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell every week on Sunday at 3 p.m. on 4 p.m. 4 p.m. 4. On 10:30 a.m. KVOI, The Voice. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain of that very Veteran Rescue Mission, here with the best co-host a man could ask for, and Andrea Shrew. Oh, man, I forgot again. I'm so sorry. No, let's you go ahead and do the intro. Let's act like I didn't even say anything. Go ahead.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres Reyes, the large. No. The small. There's another Andres Reyes, the mid. And there's Pastor John McClain and the one and only Russell True from White Stallion Ranch.
That was good. The one and only Russell True. Yeah. Yeah. That guy's serious. Okay. So as you heard, and welcome, Mr. True. Thank you for joining us, brother.
Always good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And like as I was telling you at a break, the new theme of the Common Good Radio Show, I'm going to have all the guests say it for now on, because we are the show that highlights the good in the community. That's just such, you know, for me, it's so important that's the core, the foundation of this. So that being said, what's the good that you guys, you know, One White Stallion Ranch is doing, or you personally are doing in the community? Both are very important, I'd imagine.
Well, thanks. I've been told several times Tucson has more nonprofits per capita than anywhere else.
That's what they say.
Yeah. And so one of the ways that our ranch, White Stallion, can contribute is to give gift certificates. And we try and stay local.
Mm-hmm.
And with some exceptions, few exceptions, we do that. And we give over 100 gift certificates for stays at the ranch and our other ranches every year.
What are some of the groups you like to work with in doing that?
You know, we just take a pretty broad brush approach because we go everything from your group and we like to help schools, and you know, sometimes they're pretty small specific charities and sometimes they're the big national ones that we all know.
Yeah.
So it's we're not too selective in just groups that have good goals and that we agree with.
Yeah, and something that comes to mind that I know in a partnership you guys have, I want to think, track or trot?
Both, actually. Okay, track and trot.
Yeah, tell us about that, if you will.
Well, I mean, they're both groups. Trot is I think that acronym's around the country. That's where horses are used as a therapeutic riding of Tucson is trot, and that concept's around the country, and horses have a nearly unique ability to help and bring people out of their shells and help people with disabilities. My son's polo coach once said, you know, always remember horses make you bionic. So you can put somebody with some pretty significant disabilities on a horse and suddenly And there's also emotional components. And track has a multifaceted approach to helping people along, centered around the horse. So we support both very happily.
What do you think about the horse? What is it about the horse that helps these people, you know, heal in a natural way?
I don't know the answer. I see it all the time. Mm-hmm. And we have a group at the ranch right now, Unbridled, and they are specifically helping women typically, and it's less about horsemanship and more about growing as a person, and it's a gestalt approach around horses. We see people with serious disabilities just sort of leave those disabilities behind and really make strides. I've always thought horses and dogs just have this symbiotic relationship with humans. There's a lot of there's long histories of working and being together. And I think that they, you know, a lot of the horse therapists will say they mirror you and so you can learn a lot about yourself by watching the horse that you're interacting with. I'm not an expert on it.
Yeah.
I'm an observer, see it every day of my life.
I love it. Yeah. That's definitely something that I can see how a lot of people can definitely heal from that. And other things aside from the horse therapy, what are other things that people do at the ranch, but that are also, you've seen people heal and connect with each other?
Yeah. And you know, a lot of our guests are, you know, they're just there on a vacation. But I think any good dude ranch gives people and sometimes specifically children, they give them an ability to get back outside, connect with nature. You know, we talk a lot about it, but, you know, when you're riding a horse through the country, you get to really observe it. You're not watching where your next foot lands.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to get this very different experience, plus you're elevated a little bit. And then you get the children there. You know, you might be a 40-pound kid on a 1,000-pound horse, and you're maneuvering it and doing it successfully. And you know, your parent isn't helping you. You're doing it. And they also get a bit of independence on the ranch. And then all our other activities, you know, we'll see packs of kids just running, having a big time without their parents' direct supervision. Where do you see that today?
Nowhere. Yeah. Other than, I mean, Yeah, nowhere. I mean, I was about to say on like a sports field, but the parents are there watching, you know, as they're participating in that sport. So.
Yeah, and if not the parent, the coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, from when I grew up and today, it's a different world, and kids getting an opportunity to sort of self-mediate and self-manage and feel independence and make their own good or bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
a rare opportunity.
Yeah. And what have those partnerships with like groups like Track or Trot or even our organizations added to, you know, all the good work that you guys were already doing?
Well, people buy the gift certificates and sometimes, oftentimes, those are folks that are associated with those groups. And mm-hmm. so they get to come out and see what we do. And mm-hmm. and that, I think, just makes stronger that relationship. But sometimes it's just somebody who's a supporter of Trot or Track mm-hmm. or your group or any other.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it just gives them an opportunity to go back and say, hey, you know, that was a unique and different experience. And, mm-hmm. and of course, that's good for us.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I don't feel like I get the chance to dote on you guys enough. But, I mean, for those that haven't been to this dude ranch that's just northwest of Tucson. It seems like one of the many amazing diamonds in the rough that's in Tucson that has just a plethora of activities that I think I heard you know, we talked about in the past. You can do just the activities if you choose to. If you don't want to have the whole entire bed and breakfast staycation package from Friday to Sunday or Monday, whatever the case may be. Or you want a good staycation, you know, just get away from the house or get away from what you're doing and go out and act as if you're living in the wild, wild west for a weekend. So definitely I strongly encourage people to participate. And I ask you, Russell, what are ways that people can contact you if they want to come out to the ranch and check it out?
Well, of course, the website's the easiest. Mm-hmm. And that's, of course, www.whitestallion.com. Just simply okay. whitestallion.com.
Okay. And then that's it. Thank you for joining us, brother. Yeah, that's easy enough, huh?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, that's Russell True with White Stallion Wrench. Definitely go to whitestallion.com and check it out.
Yeah, and then just a quick reminder for everybody who's interested in my workshop, The Blueprint on How to Turn Goals into Achievement. I will be having that at the L offices on March 5th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. to help you with your goals and your dreams. So you can have them ready to go after the workshop. If you would like more details, send me an email at ibelievecal@gmail.com. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with my dad, here with Pastor John McClain, and here with Jessica Cox at Grand Marshal Rodeo Parade and Steve Oka at Gift.
Ochoa. We almost
Ochoa.
Got it. Yeah.
I suck at names.
Yeah, he must, I love you. I love
he
you.
He must have got that from hanging around me. Yeah, I'm a name.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
sorry.
That's one thing you picked up from
I shouldn't
you.
Have, I shouldn't have let him hang out with me too much. Steve Oka. Yeah, have you ever got that before, Steve?
Oh, many times.
Yeah, for sure.
I've been butchered for...
Yeah.
I feel your pain, Steve.
Yeah, no question about you.
Andres.
Know,
yeah.
But you know what? He tried to pronounce the last name, and God love him. That's better than no publicity at all, right?
Yeah, that's what do they say? No news is bad news, right?
Yeah,
yeah, that's it.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. So it's Steve Oka for this sake.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, he did a great job. He always does a great job, and we're still trying to talk him into doing his own radio show. So
yeah,
we'll see.
It's in the works. We'll see.
One day he'll be taking your spot soon enough.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, 3 years ago he was doing introductions. By 3 years from now, sorry, I'm gonna have to replace.
I'm gonna retire.
But,
yeah. It's okay.
He'll be the best 13-year-old co-host to ever do it.
No,
no. But definitely. Let's go ahead and introduce Jessica, and thank you for joining us for sure. I guess before kind of I dig in to your story. Why don't you explain to the audience like your story, you know, who you are, what you do, and like he mentioned, you're going to be the Grand Marshal in the rodeo parade and how that all came about.
Yes, it's kind of just, I'm just enjoying the whole ride being the Grand Marshal. It's something that has been such an honor. And I was born in Sierra Vista, and I moved to Tucson when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. So I've been here ever since. I graduated the University of Arizona, lived my whole life, you know, here. I do motivational speaking for a career.
Nice.
And I'm probably best known as the world's first armless pilot.
Okay.
Wow.
So that's where probably that's most people have heard the story in some way or some form.
It's good to be known worldwide. Huh? Nice. Okay. So go on.
And I just had this wonderful privilege of being honored with the Grand Marshal position, and I said, well, I'd love to do this and shed light to what I'm doing for my nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And my nonprofit is serving people with disabilities
mm-hmm.
and giving back to those who may not have the same kind of encouragement that I had growing up, or the same kind of community mm-hmm. or the same kind of support.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reaching out to children with disabilities and inviting them to be a part of the float.
Interesting. Nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I mean, just like listening to everything that you're doing, it sounds like you're inspiring a lot of people with your story. And like just by you talking about how you were the first armless pilot, and then just other kids who don't have, are missing, like, you know, arms or legs or whatever it is that they're missing, it's inspiring them to see the possibilities. That's what it sounds like you're doing for other people. Or what are your thoughts about that?
Yes, it's not just for them. It's also for anyone who's ever had self-doubt or challenges with confidence, or can I do it, or, you know, coming up with excuses of why I can't do it, and just to show them that they can and anything is possible.
Yeah, I love that. And when you talk about, like, when people have self-doubt, what do you think, like, in your life were the self-doubts that you had along the way in your journey that would come up, that would kind of stop you in your tracks at times? And
surprisingly, you know, I didn't have as much self-doubt, but it was from people around me who thought, you know, well, you don't have arms, there's no way you're going to do it. And coming that kind of form of doubters, people who say it's not possible, or you know, you have a disability, or you won't be able to do what you want to do. And that was almost a conditioning that I went through as a young person, just because it's hard to understand life without arms, I think, for everyone who has them. But for me, it's all I've ever known. I learned how to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a part of my life from the beginning.
Yeah. It's interesting. I guess kind of like, you know, take our listeners back a little bit and, like, you know, what was that process like where you're like, I want to be a pilot, you know, and I'm going to achieve that no matter who tells me what or what tells me what. And now here you are.
Well, when I go back to that day when I first said I'm going to be a pilot, I knew, again, I was conditioned previously in life where people would say you can't do it. So I knew that people were going to tell me that I couldn't do it, because that's just part of the whole experience. And it was just about making that commitment and persevering through the challenging times and through the doubtful times, and always keeping in vision what it was that I wanted to accomplish, and making sure that I didn't lose sight of that, that I continually reminded myself what I wanted to do, and pushed through all the naysayers, pushed through all those challenges and obstacles. And my faith was a tremendous part as well of lifting me up during times when it was difficult. And it was just always just making sure that you kept it in mind and you persevered and persisted through it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And with all these things that you know, that you went through, and it, like you said, you know, that you're inspiring people, but what inspired you to become a motivational speaker? Like, how did that idea get started?
So it did start as an idea. I was invited to, I went to Flowing Wells High School, and I was a sophomore in high school, and the junior high invited me to come out to speak to some seventh graders. And I remember speaking to them thinking, well, first of all, I was like, well, what am I going to say? You know, I'm just going to go and talk to them. And I just shared a little bit about my life. And in like just a few minutes, these kids were just glued to what I was saying. They were, you know, very attentive. They were asking questions. And afterwards, they told me things like how inspired they were, how moved they were. Wow. And I was like, really? And that kind of planted a seed to one day consider this as a occupation, as something that might be a profession I could do every single day or whenever I could. And that's what kind of laid the groundwork, is hearing from them how inspired they were about my life.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It seems to be like the theme of the show today, like this idea of inspiring people and being inspired, because I was mentioning earlier in the show, I have a guy in the program, actually I was saying during break, where I have a guy in my program who he's just recently got a job as a behavioral health professional at La Frontera, and he's one of the clients he's working with told him, man, you really inspire me. And when he was telling me that, he said, man, I almost cried when this guy told me that, because to think that I can inspire someone is amazing. And I was like, well, bud, you inspire me too. So yeah, that's cool. Well, we'll talk about all that and more after the break. I got Jessica Cox here. She's going to be the grand marshal of the rodeo parade. She's here with Steve Oka, also known as Steve Ochoa, with Gift, and we'll be back right after the break.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with Big Andres, here with Pastor John McLean, and here with Jessica Cox, who comes from Grand Marshal Rodeo Parade, and Steve Ocho from Gift.
Steve Ocho.
Simply Gift.
Steve Ocho with Gift and Jessica Cox with Grand Marshal Rodeo Parade. Thank you guys for joining us here today. And when he calls you Big Andres, he's not talking about weight.
Okay.
He's just talking about age.
Yeah, they are.
What was it called? Height.
Okay.
Yeah. You're the taller Andreas of the two, for sure. Thank you once again, Jessica, for joining us. And she's the grand marshal of the upcoming rodeo parade, right? It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. No, when does it happen?
The 24th or something?
23rd, February 23rd. Okay. February 23rd. 9 a.m.
Nice. Yeah. I'm sad to say I've actually never seen one of the rodeo parades, but this year, I'm going to go see you. Yeah, I'm going to go see you. And so the thing that definitely has me intrigued, you know, and having a co-host as a motivational speaker and as a life coach, and even watching his journey going from being, you know, a behavioral health professional of sorts at a foster home working with foster kids to being a motivational speaker. And that's what he does now. He does it, you know, along with being a co-host on the show. He doesn't do anything else. He's a motivational speaker and coach, and he's an author of books to motivate people. And I imagine, like, in a lot of ways, like, that was... you had a similar journey where you did something else at one time. You were, you know, a quote-unquote regular person doing regular people stuff, and then you took that leap and became a motivational coach, a speaker. Like, tell us about that process and now what it means to be, you know, a motivational speaker and what that entails.
Well, it was, I'll just say, it's been 18 years, so it's you're constantly learning, you know. You never stop. And when I started out back in 2005, when I declared that I wanted to do this full time, it was hard. And you can agree with me.
Oh,
it's a challenge to market yourself as a motivational speaker. First of all, there's a lot of motivational speakers in the world. So how do you set yourself apart? And that whole challenge of setting yourself apart and who do you want to speak to, deciding who you're main audiences, you know, they call it the avatar. That whole experience of learning the business side of things as well. How do you run the business? Because it's a motivational speaking business. You have to run the back end. You have to, you know, market yourself. You have to have a website. Then you work on your speeches. And then after that, when you're at the event, you have to work on how do you get the next event. It's always an ongoing challenge, and it became very difficult during the pandemic. Let's just put it like that, because we were all very concerned about that industry. But luckily, things started to evolve into more of a digital world, and we had virtual speeches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was happy. I'm sure you did some of those virtual speeches from your own home.
Those were, I enjoyed those quite a bit for the moment, you know, but, and to this day, I still do some virtual stuff, but it was almost like a, like kind of like a break that I got. And even during COVID, I think it was like the biggest blessing in a way for me, because that's when I had like even more business ever since COVID started with public. So a lot of people were saying there's not going to be a lot of work, but actually there was a lot of work because there's a lot of need now more than ever. When you talk about like your speeches, what would you say is your favorite speech and why?
Ah, well, there's always a favorite in, well, I've been to 27 countries to speak.
Oh, wow.
So I've had this great opportunity, and sometimes I'm literally in places that they don't understand English, so they're translating immediately after me, and sometimes I even forget to stop so the translator can translate, you know, those moments. Or they have it where they have a translation booth and back, so I'm speaking and then simultaneously the translator is speaking into the booth, in the booth, and then that is being projected out to others on their headsets. So I've had a lot of different experiences. I think for me, it's the experiences of people coming up to me after a speech, and when they come up and say, oh my gosh, this has been my life, and this is what it meant to me to hear your story, and being here to hear your speech. That's the experience that I think about. And one of those times, I remember being in the middle of Ghana, Africa, and a woman who was born without both of her arms, similar to myself, but had a completely different story. When she was born, there was so much stigma about disability that they told her parents to essentially leave her in the wilderness to die.
Wow.
Because that was how bad stigma was. But her mom chose not to do that. She kept her in hiding and raised Louisa up to become an adult. And she had some help from some Good Samaritans that helped her get an education. And now she's a first grade teacher.
Wow.
And when she told me that story and how, if you know, the what we were doing together, changing the whole narrative about disability, how important it is, it was wonderful to hear her story. She came up to me in a green room in the middle of like a big venue in Accra, Ghana, the capital. And it was an amazing, amazing experience to hear from Louisa.
Wow, that's amazing. And to hear those stories, you know, I think that's when you're like, wow, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing, you know?
Yes.
That I feel that. And I know what that feeling is like to be able to have somebody tell you, hey, you inspired me today, or you changed my life today. And I feel like you are on a journey to transform all these young lives as well, on top of, like, you know, that person that you mentioned to you. What are other experiences that you've had just by other people that, you know, have come up to you and have told you, like, you know, thank you for helping me today? Can you think of any other ones that come to mind that were like, wow, like that was something that will always stay with me forever?
Yeah, another story that someone emailed me, I think it was literally from somewhere in India, and he had heard my story, and he was talking about how at one point he was suicidal, and then hearing my story, it was just like he wanted to keep trying, he wanted to keep going and not giving up. And that, when you hear that kind of story of someone who was suicidal, oh, that's just like, I don't know how more to, you know, more of a sign than that. That what you're doing is what you need to continue to do. And reaching out to continue to reach, like as you mentioned, young people with disabilities. We're actually going to have on this float, as the Grand Marshal float, we're going to have children locally here in Tucson, born without limbs, that are going to be joining me on the float. And that's going to be very special.
That's
so
beautiful.
We're going to have a wonderful banner, and we're looking for community partners as well to help with that. But it's going to be a wonderful way to celebrate difference, to celebrate disability, and say to the world that disability doesn't mean inability.
I love that. Yeah. And you know, for people that are out there that are just having doubts, that are just really, they feel down and out. I mean, they have their arms, they have their legs, or people who don't have their arms that are just really giving up on themselves, giving up hope, you know, what would you say are like 2 to 3 tips that you would give them for them to not lose that hope in themselves and in their lives?
Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful question, because we all find ourselves at rock bottom at times, yes. No matter who we are.
Yes, yes.
No matter how strong of a person we are. And I think for those, you know, and myself or whoever finds ourselves in that position, it's always just important to be grateful. And the way to be grateful is just to think about the things that you are grateful for. Mm-hmm. Because if you start focusing in on that, it kind of helps pull you out of that space and helps you to start to feel more better about yourself, I think, when you start to be grateful for the things that you do have, however small those things are, that attitude of gratitude. And that helps huge. It's huge on a, when you have a tough day.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and like you said, you know, just having that gratitude and focusing on the good things that are going on around you, as opposed to like the bad stuff. Because what's wrong is always available, but so is what is right. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, I love that attitude of gratitude is extremely important. And, you know, and like for people who are looking for somebody like yourself to come in and speak to them, like, what can they do to get a hold of you or to support your nonprofit?
Oh, for anyone, I would encourage you to go to jessicacox.com. And
that's a pretty solid
address.
Yeah, huh? I know.
It took a while to get that one, because there's a couple Jessica Coxes out there.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
JessicaCox.com. Easy enough to remember. Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. Go on. Sorry. I'm an interrupter.
And if you want to help towards this, obviously towards our float and the nonprofit work we do for children in the community who have disabilities, if you want to help the disability here, you know, here in Tucson, you can go to donate.fearlessjessica.com. Mm.
Nice.
Donate.fearlessjessica.com and jessicacox.com. And all check out all the amazing work that she does, particularly if you're looking for someone to come speak, if you're looking to donate or be involved in the work that she does, if you're looking to participate in the rodeo parade, particularly the Grand Marshal float and everything that they're doing, definitely check them out. Thank you once again for joining us, Steve. I know we didn't get to talk to you much, but just getting to see your handsome face was good enough for me. Thank you, friend.
Well, and your vision's gone, but thank you.
Oh, that's what that is. I don't have my contacts in. and Jessica, thank you also.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's Andreas. That's sitting catty corner to me. For those that are watching online, this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. That's Andreas Ruiz, with I Believe in Myself coaching and speaking. Go to, what's your website again?
ibelieveinmyself.org,
and also go to veteranrescuemission.org and homecommunityservices.com to find out more about the radio show and the work that we're doing to help homeless veterans in our community. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. Prepare yourself for another two radio shows that are part of the Common Good Radio Block.